All right, for the record, this is Travis Johnson, Texas Tech University, doing Vietnam veteran interview with Benny McNutt. Please state your name for the record.
Benny L. McNutt.
And date of birth?
3/13/51.
All right. And your Vietnam experience, what branch did you serve in?
Army.
And year, what years did you serve?
70 to 73.
Do you remember what units you were assigned to during your military service?
Well, I was part of the 1st Cav, and I think it was F-79 Blue Max.
Is that your entire, the entire time you were there in the military?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what dates do you remember when you were in Vietnam?
Well, I remember Bob Hope's USO show.
So what... You went into the Army in 1970?
Went in 1970.
And when did you end up in Vietnam?
I was in Vietnam in 71.
71, all right. Why did you go into the Army?
Basically, it looked like I was probably going to get in trouble.
So you were given the choice of jail or the Army?
No. A friend of mine, my best friend's daddy was a sergeant in the police force. And he took me aside one day and told me, Benny, you need to get out of town. So, he had always been nice to me, so I had a friend that had already joined the Army, so I went on the buddy plan.
All right. Where in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, did you serve?
Of course, we all started out in Long Binh. And then there was a little fire base called Plantation. And there was another, we moved. We had to move one time. Bearcat. Firebase Bearcat, Firebase Plantation.
What was your MOS during the Army?
68G20.
And what would that job description be?
Airframe repair.
Airframe. What positions and rank did you hold during the Vietnam War?
I got to be a corporal. Spec 4.
What was your position during in your unit during your time in Vietnam?
Do my job.
All right. Were there any major events or engagements or campaigns you were involved in?
No. And the major event would have been I got to leave just before or as we were packing up and getting ready to leave for the stand down. But, of course, that was the second move I had to go through.
What awards or citations did you receive for your service in Vietnam?
Nothing special. Yeah, just Vietnam Medal.
Were you? What type of discharge did you have?
Honorable.
Honorable. What was your rank at the time of your discharge?
Spec 4.
Do you belong to any veterans associations?
No, not really. I mean, I visited VA hospital.
What was your age and the hometown you were in before you went into the service?
I was 18 years old and from Brownsville, Texas.
Where did you attend basic training?
Fort Ord, California.
And where did you attend your more advanced technical training?
Fort Eustis, Virginia.
What was your basic and advanced training like? Was it good, bad, adequate? What was the training like for you?
Well, I think we could have probably had more AIT, but, you know, it was a wartime, basically, or I should say a police action, and they needed bodies overseas.
How professional and well-equipped were the instructors that trained you?
I think they were all right. I mean, you know, it's nothing like what you actually have to do on a flat line.
Did your training prepare you for the duties you were expected to perform in Vietnam? And if they weren't, how and why?
Yeah, well enough. I mean, you got the basics. It was what? a six-week training program, which, you know, you can't really learn much of anything in 6 weeks.
All right. Did the facilities and equipment used in your training prepare you for the duties you're expected to perform in Vietnam?
Yes.
What was your daily routine during your boot camp and your initial your technical training?
Try not to make anybody mad and stay out of trouble. You know, KP once a week, whether you like it or not.
What kind of weapons training did you receive?
You know, just basic training. I mean, we got to shoot at the range. We qualified on 300 yard range.
Was you using M14s, M16s? M16s, no other weapons training besides that?
We had to go through a grenade corps.
You remember, are there any particular incidents that occurred in basic training or your initial technical training that stick out?
No, sir.
Nothing. Right. How well do you think your training in each of these areas prepared you for your service in Vietnam?
At the time, I would call it a little more than minimum. You know, I'm sure the training nowadays, I'm sure they've learned a lot down through the years.
How did your trainers enforce discipline during your training?
Just like they probably enforce discipline today, you know. I mean, they'd either run you or... I don't remember any physical abuse. Of course, if they ran you, they had to run with you.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't changed much. During training, did you or any of your fellow trainees get wounded?
You know, I know we had a guy that had a premature rocket fire while somebody was loading the rockets in the helicopter. And we lost that guy. But I don't remember really losing anybody else. Of course, we were an aircraft.
Never know, right? Did you volunteer to go to Vietnam?
Yes, sir.
Why?
No, I volunteered to join the Army. You didn't have to volunteer to go to Vietnam. If you were in the Army, you were probably going.
So
you just went wherever they sent you.
So you got into the Army, and then after your training, they just straight up told you you're going to Vietnam?
Yeah, I just didn't want to be a grunt.
What did you think, and how did you feel when you learned you were going to Vietnam?
I don't know. The difference in Texas, I guess I looked forward to it a little bit. You know, road trip.
What did family members think when you told them you were going to Vietnam?
Well, I'm sure they were happy that I came back, yeah.
Was their reaction positive or negative about you having to go to Vietnam, given everything that had been happening?
You know, I don't really remember. My parents didn't really have a whole lot to say after high school or during high school what I did, because I had already spent 2 years in military school and was going to do what I was going to do.
Was your unit's mission related to combat or combat support?
Combat support. We were Cobra unit.
What weapons and equipment did your unit possess while you were in country?
We had a Brainiac that mounted a minigun on a tripod. We had it on the green line.
Do you think that the weapons that I asked you about were adequate for your actions in Vietnam?
After a while, yeah.
They were.
M16 is a good gun once you learn how to maintain it.
What about the what was used on the aircraft, the weapons they were used? Do you think they were good for use in Vietnam, or do you think
sure.
they improved over time?
I mean, it's hard to beat a minigun. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they had a minigun and a 40 mic on the front of them. And then they had four rocket pods on the side.
So you worked on just Cobras or Cobras, Hueys?
We had one parts helicopter that was Huey. So I did get to work on Huey.
Did your weapons and equipment change from operation to operation?
No, but they changed the size of the tail rotor that I had to do all that work.
And you said you were never in a combat role where you had to face the enemy. You were strictly helicopter.
I never got shot at.
Okay.
I mean, we had some incoming, but I don't remember anybody ever getting hit by it. You could hear it, you know. But
was your base where you were stationed ever attacked while you were in Vietnam?
You know, I think we had some fire going on the Green Line, but we were well protected, you know. I mean, you've been on a base, you know. You don't sneak up on a base too easily. We had to worry about sappers a little bit.
So, from what you knew, even though you weren't in combat operations specifically, just from what you'd heard and from your own experiences, what you saw about like fire outside, the Green Line, so forth, how would you evaluate the enemy's combat abilities?
Oh, they were bad little mothers. They were tougher than we were at the time. Whipped our ass.
Let's see. Did your unit ever engage for the unit that you were attached with, did they ever engage units other than Viet Cong, like Khmer Rouge, you know, guys that were in Laos or Cambodia?
Have no idea. I'm sure we did. We were, best of my knowledge, the Blue Max was one of the most decorated Cobra support units in Vietnam. And if you've ever been any place, you'd like to hear them helicopters coming.
What sort of weapons and equipment did the enemy units use that your unit encountered? If you had to patch up a Cobra or something like that.
They had 51 cal, and then they had smaller caliber. 51 made a pretty big hole.
So which enemy weapons were considered the most lethal as far as for what your mission would go to, say, to the helicopters and so forth?
Probably that RPG, because they had it over too.
I know, even though you weren't in combat, is there any, describe the bravest action, friendly or enemy, that you witnessed while serving in Vietnam? If you didn't, that's all right.
I really...
You didn't see combat, that's all right, though. This is more about your experience.
Oh, well. Never mind. Go ahead. I don't want to tell that story.
That's all right. You don't have to.
Bravest or stupid is a guy I knew. Stole a water truck and left the base.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got a lot of trouble for that.
Let's see. What were the standard battle tactics employed by your unit? Or do you really not know specifics about that, given that you just did the work on the helicopters?
Pretty much. Kill everything in sight, you know.
You think that was those tactics were effective?
I'm sure they were.
Why do you say that?
If you've ever seen a Cobra work out, it's real impressive.
I have. It is quite impressive. Did your unit ever change tactics? Take on more of a reconnaissance role rather than a combat role, more mission support?
The only thing I can remember is I had some pilots come in and tell me one time that they found a company of the enemy crossing a rice paddy in the open between two tree-covered areas. And instead of calling in for permission to fire, they just pulled an oops and went ahead and smoked them, you know, because this was getting to be the time when you couldn't fight a war. it was getting way too political, you know. I mean, if you're in an aggressive situation, you don't need to ask somebody if you can shoot.
Which weapons did your unit most effectively employ?
Cobra.
What did the pilots, from your experience, talk to us like? What was the most effective weapon that they used on the Cobra? Rockets, missiles, the...
You know, probably a combination of everything. It would be hard to use a minigun for very long because you can't carry enough ammunition. Because 3,000 rounds a minute, you burn up a lot of ammunition.
Were there any weapons that you wanted to have but you couldn't get, say, for your...
Oh, no.
No.
We get whatever we need. And Pochette rockets were bad boys.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring any personal weapons with you to Vietnam?
No. My hard head.
Let's see. Yeah, and so is, you were never wounded in Vietnam, correct? All right.
Not other than a bad hangover.
Did you ever have any relations with South Vietnamese military, experiences with them?
No. We talked to some Thais every now and then because they were on our side, or, you know, they were sometimes on the same base with us.
What is your evaluation of the American military leadership generally and your immediate commanders in the field in Vietnam?
One second. Like I said earlier, too much politics. We had a first sergeant that changed while we were there, and he started trying to change everything and make you salute, and you don't salute in a war zone. And, you know, he sweetened up after a while, and he finally got the message.
What is your evaluation of the American strategy employed during the war?
Sucked. I mean, if you're going to fight somebody, fight somebody.
Right, absolutely. Were you ever in a leadership position while you were there in Vietnam?
No, not really. My other sheet metal guy got thrown in the clink and stayed there, so I was the only sheet metal guy, so that was my position.
Why do you think the U.S. was involved in Vietnam? I mean, your opinion, just from what you know.
Politics. Pure and simple.
Pretty simple answer. During the war, do you think that you were accurately aware of the big picture in the U.S. and Vietnam concerning the politics, diplomacy, strategy, and where you and your unit were would fit into them all?
You mean, one more time, say that again?
Were you really aware of the big picture in terms of the war, like as far as the U.S., Vietnam politics, your unit fit into everything?
I don't think anybody was in Vietnam. You know, I mean, the people that were over there didn't mind being there, but the whole country didn't want us there, so.
Did you ever have any contact with the South Vietnamese people?
Very little.
What was, out of that little bit, what was your impression of them?
They were nice enough. I mean, I had a mama son that cleaned my hooch, and then you met some other people every now and then.
Did your opinion of them ever change, like, over time?
No, not really.
Did you learn to speak any East Asian languages while you were over there?
Nothing I'd want to repeat.
You can repeat them if you want. It's not a big deal. So, what was your daily routine like in Vietnam?
Eat, work, drink, and sleep. Pretty much in that order.
What was your first impression of Vietnam?
What have I got my ass into now?
Describe, what was the base like that you lived at?
Well, we had barracks, basically, but you got to section off your barracks, build your little UEs, rocket boxes, and whatever else, and built our own little bedrooms that we called our hooch. And it was, you know, it was better than living in a barracks, but it's okay.
Was it a very large base or a very small one?
It was a pretty small base.
Pretty small one? What did you do for recreation there?
Play cards and drink.
Was the good food?
It wasn't bad. We'd get some mystery meat every now and then, but it was good. I mean, we couldn't recognize it as a cut of beef, but it was good.
What was your most memorable experience from base life there in Vietnam?
Probably leaving, getting short, and going home.
What was the most humorous experience you had from base life there?
Well, here again, probably, I don't know, humorous. There was a lot of humor, but it's been so long ago, I don't really,
right.
I can't pick anything out.
Do you remember any type of discrimination or racial intention amongst your unit, any even enlisted or officer?
The only discrimination I could tell you about in Vietnam would be the drinkers and the smokers.
Just the drinkers and the smokers, they like hanging out, or?
I smoked and drank and got to hang out with both of them, but, you know. Most, if you smoke, and I don't mean tobacco,
right.
Then most of the drinkers didn't get along with you, you know.
So there weren't you didn't really have any, because
it didn't matter what color you were.
All right. Well, I guess this answers this. What do you think about the allegations that American soldiers used drugs in Vietnam?
Every day. And the military basically trains you to be an alcoholic. Best I can tell you.
Is there a type of song or music that most reminds you of Vietnam?
We gotta get out of this place. An old Rolling Stone song. No? It may not be Rolling Stone.
Did you ever get to see or participate in any USO shows?
Yeah, I went to see Bob Hope.
Where was this?
Long Beach.
You don't remember when?
71 sometime.
Bob Hope. Were there any R&R facilities there on your base?
Yeah, I got to do a little in-country R&R at Vung Tau.
Okay. What all did you do there?
That's probably X-rated. You don't want to hear about that.
It's your interview. Anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Alright. Did you ever make use of general service facilities like clubs, libraries, places like that?
Well, yeah, our little base club, which wasn't much, I mean, is where we bought our beer, you know, so yeah. And, you know, there was places where you could buy PX stuff, but most of the things you bought there were cigarettes and whiskey.
What did you think of the services then? Were they good?
Oh, they were all right, yeah. Cheap.
Well, how much would a bottle of Jack Daniels go for?
Well, it was mostly VO. You didn't see any Jack over there. You saw a lot of Seagram stuff. And VO was, I don't know, a couple of bucks for a quart.
Did you ever correspond with relatives and friends back in the U.S.? Did or?
Oh yeah.
How often?
Well, I don't know. It was back when snail mail was the way to go, you know, and just whenever you got homesick, you'd write a letter.
Did they write back?
Oh yeah. Everybody, you know, everybody would look forward to whoever got a care package.
Hasn't changed much. Did you keep a diary or journal?
Oh no.
No. What did you think and feel about your experiences in Vietnam upon leaving it?
Glad my eyes were still intact.
Have those feelings changed since you left?
I'm glad to see that the whole country feels different about the military than it did in 70 and 71, 72, because getting called a baby killer and having shit thrown at you wasn't real. You know, most people wouldn't talk about Vietnam.
That kind of rolls into my next one. How were you received upon returning to the United States?
Badly. I mean, there was people throwing stuff at us when we got off the plane.
These were just, they were just general people, college students.
Well, you got to remember that was the time when people went to Canada to get away from the draft. And everybody was protesting the war. And if you went to Vietnam, you were a baby killer.
Have you ever been involved in any anti-war demonstration?
No.
Have you ever visited the Vietnam War Memorial, the Wall?
No, I'd like to, though.
Have you ever seen one of the traveling walls that they have?
No, I haven't seen that either.
What do you think and feel about your service in Vietnam?
You know, what can you feel? It was... Part of my feeling is I think that we should be like Israel and that everybody should do at least 2 years in the military. If you're physically able, you ought to have to do 2 years for your country.
Do you think that the goals and aims of the U.S. and Vietnam justified the cost of the war?
Not even close.
What do you think about American post-war policy towards Vietnam? Because as you know now, we're pretty friendly with them. We have Vietnamese military.
I have no hard feelings for, you know, it wasn't their fault. They basically, we were foreigners and they wanted us to go.
Should U.S. forces today be used in operations and policies similar to Vietnam?
No, I don't think you should fight a war unless you're going to fight. I mean, you don't just halfway do something. I mean, if you're going to start a war, get rid of it as quick as you can.
Yeah, do you believe that you or possibly your children ever suffered from Agent Orange-related illnesses?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know what Agent Orange is supposed to do to you, but I was over there when they were doing it.
Do you remember any instances where you might have been exposed to it?
Well, like I said, they didn't defoliate unless they defoliated the base that I was on before I got there. But, you know, I didn't see any defoliation around my place. Saw lots of black smoke trails going up around the country.
Did you bring back any souvenirs or pictures from Vietnam?
No, sir. Well, I mean, I had some pictures, but I don't know where they're at. I didn't keep them long.
Have you been back to Vietnam since the
no.
war ended? Would you like to go back?
If I won the lottery, I wouldn't mind going back over there. I'm one of the few people that will ever say that I had a fairly good experience in Vietnam. I didn't really get shot at. Do your job, keep your nose clean, and everything's hunky-dory.
What did you learn while serving in Vietnam?
That I didn't want to make a military career.
Did your service in Vietnam affect your religious beliefs, if any?
Not at all.
Did you suffer any disabilities because of the Vietnam War?
Not that I know of, no.
Do you believe that the U.S. government took care of its troops in Vietnam?
Yeah, but, you know, from what I saw, yeah, everybody was... I didn't see any hospitals or anything like that. So, what I saw, everything was good, you know.
from your treatment and your experience, the military took care of y'all. Do you think the U.S. government takes care of its veterans today?
I think better than they did then. Now. Better than it was then.
Was it difficult for you to adjust to life in the U.S. when you returned?
No, not really. I mean, West Texas is still West Texas. It hadn't changed a bit.
Has the war affected your life?
Oh, I'm sure it has. I can't say how, you know. I'm sure it has. I don't know.
What was your marital status when you went to Vietnam?
I was a single man and stayed single for quite a while after that.
Do you feel that your service in Vietnam affected your marital status later on in your
life? Yeah, I think it did.
Have you ever been diagnosed or treated for post-traumatic stress disorder?
No.
If you had your Vietnam War experience to do over again, what, if anything, would you change?
Good question. I don't know. I think I'd have probably taken more pictures. I've tried to remember some of the guys, but it's all a jumble, you know. Of course, when you're 21 years old, and I turned 21 in Vietnam, when you're 21 years old, you're bulletproof and invincible, and you hadn't got time to think about what's happening tomorrow.
Did you have friends that you served with die in Vietnam?
Just that one guy that I spoke about earlier.
Is there anything you'd like to just straight up comment on about Vietnam or your experiences in Vietnam, your military service at all?
No, I'm just real happy to say that the outlook from the American people has changed towards war veterans or the military.
All right, well, that about finishes it up.
Cool.
Well, thank you again, Benny.
Sure. I mean, Bunktown. And in Vietnam, the horse was lined up on the fence, and you could walk down the fence and pick one out, and you could fuck any girl in fucking country for $5.
One of your more positive experiences.
Yeah, but I don't want that on tape.
Oh, wait, it was still going.
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it.